Shin Chof Hei, we're in the middle of Sif Yud. So we saw that Ramah brought a chidush that even though one is not allowed to be nene from a melacha, the rice that was done for him by a goy, for example, if the goy picked something from a tree for him, or even carried it across the rishus around, it should have the same melacha. So you should not be able to use it. Though, we bring opinion that says, the Ramah brought opinion that says, that it was brought across the issues of Rabbim in the fashion that he really could have drank that water in the first place. Therefore, it's not considered that he got the full anah from the Chilul Shabbos, because you could have gotten that anah without the Chilul Shabbos by going to another place, drinking over there. And therefore, it is permitted. That is the Molinian. Continues the Ramah. Now, this seems to be saying that Lachatchila, you're allowed to ask a goy to do a malacha for you if you're not going to have that anah since you could have used it in the first place. That is a very big kiddush, because there's two issues here. The one issue, like a tchila, to tell him to do it. Can't tell a goy to do a malacha. What's the difference whether you have a no or not? There's another issue. If it was done by the yeved, is it considered that you're having a no? So the whole kula is that the yeved, if it was done, you could drink the water because you could have drank in the first place. To tell a tchila to do that, that is very hard to understand. Yeah, so Mr. Brew brings it. A lot of that's right. You have a very hard time with his shop. Even if we're going to say today, just around the is a kamel, is a rabbanon. So even so, lachatchila, you're not allowed to go to do is the rabbanon. So, ma'isa, what do we say with this? V'chein nozul heta loyma av lachatchila in Yehuda lahavi sheichor or shadvarim del kamel oy blo eris. So here's the rabbanon to tell a guy to do a is the rabbanon lachatchila. They are relying on this bar that you could have used in the other place to bring beer or other things. So what is this beer? In these other things. The rule says these are things that you have a certain need for Shabbos. It's not the main dish, but it's something that is part of the Tudor Shabbos. So basically, relying on the fact that it's a Shavuot to Shavuot, telling you guys to do it in the Rabban, and that we know, the Mokka Mitzvah, that is moot. Though, even though under normal circumstances, we would not permit for beer to tell a goy to do the Rabban. People think, oh, tell a goy to do Rabban. No problem. No, it has to be a serious need. For example, if you need wine for Kiddush, then you're allowed to ask the goy to do an Isidra Rabbanan. Or something that at the Cholent, the main course, that's also permitted. But to have these extras, even though you have extra pleasure from it, still, it's not really within the regular category of the Heter of Shusha Shusha. Okay, mitzvah, but even so, people are making, and therefore, on that he says, since it has a Sel Shabbos Tzad, that ein limchas be'ad mekilim b'sol Shabbos. You can let them, those people that are makil, they can be makil. Which the Rebbe says, but if you tell them the guy to do this, don't pay him for it, and also don't put it into his hand, because that's the issue we mentioned before, that he may be doing part of the malacha, he may be doing the kid. Yeah. So the Rebbe says also, that which we let them get away with this kula is an intermediate category. If it's for the main course of the wine, you're like a peel out tell the guy to do a if it's a rabbanon for shus to shus, mokum serve godum, serve mitz is permitted. For the case that we say that it's not really recommended, but let people do, you can't stop them. That's somebody that has a serve that. For example, beer, it makes the meal more pleasurable, but there is a reasonable need. It's not a very serious need, but it's also a serve Shabbos. But things that for Chalal is very extra luxuries, like having fruits. Mishru says that you shouldn't be, you should not be lying to set or shoot to shoot. So it's just for extra delicacies or desserts or those type of things. Mishru felt that you should not rely on this to have a goy to carry something with that in a place that doesn't have a to bring it to you. But Mishas and Chak, Mishas and Flip, there's also a reason to be making. So Yesh Lahaka Lamila and Yudel was told, like we saw in Timish and Zion, the Kosher King Kiagas. That's the bottom line. There's no hetzer just because I could have gotten another place to remit me to go to do malach. It's the fear of the fact that we treat it as a double to rabbanon shvus to shvus, and also there's a certain level of tzarech, which like being a drink, which is something that you know, normally have with your meal, makes a big difference to the meal. You can rely on it for such a thing, but for other things that are not necessary, you should not rely. Sif Yud Aleph, likay den yuzi asav l'tov behemza. A guy who picks grass for feeding his animal. If you don't know the guy, there's no concern he's going to pick it for you. But then since the guy picked it for himself, you're allowed to use it. You now have to pick it up because of the mukhtar. But your animal's allowed to eat it. Your animal's not mitzvah on eating mukhtar. You can even guide it to there by standing it standing to the side of it, so you can direct it to the, close to the place where the pick the grass and fodder is. Also the chashimishim yito biyodu yachi redu veimuksev. But mamish to put the animal on top of the grass, that we don't permit them because we're concerned that you may non-intentionally pick up the mukta also. And Shavu points out, according to the Ramah that we saw before, that's Mekil, he could have a nose for something that Goy did for you if you could have done it yourself. So he says the same thing over here. If your animal could have picked this himself, it was standing near the grass, he could have eaten directly from the grass. So you didn't really get anything by the fact that the Goy picked it because the animal would have eaten it anyway. So according to the more lenient of the Shitas, and in that situation where that which was picked, the animal could have gotten it anyway, even if it was picked for the Jew, would be permitted for the Jew to use it. But if it was in a situation which the animal couldn't have gotten to it, it was on the other side of the river or some other place, and a goy picked it and brought it to the animal, then this halacha would apply to Kuleyama, that it's only permitted if a goy picked it for himself. If he picked it for the Jew, then it would be awesome. So the Maisa, Mishra Berurah says, from the Chayodim, the Veshat HaTzchak, you can rely on the Moralim's opinions, that if the Hema could have eaten it anyway, then you could let him eat it, even if it was picked by the goy. Avol, imakiroi also, if a goy picked for himself, but the goy knows his Jew, then even though he picked for himself, it's also the Jew to use it, like we learned before, that something that Zachshah shall do more for the Jew, even if it's for himself, it's also the Hema. Anything that the goy may do more for the Jew is prohibited for the Jew to be netted from, even the goy picked it for himself, since the goy knows him. And with the concern that since he knows him, he may lachatchila do more for the Jew. But the lekel lemekel shem yavu mishvila, can only look near the atzmai, is a goy lit a candle for himself, so there's no yavu mishvila, just lights a candle. It's one candle for one person, for 10 people. Or to kevish later, or he made a ramp to go down, the goy made a ramp for himself to go down. Since he did it for himself, the Jew is allowed to be netted from it. Even if you know the guy, it is permitted.